Thanks very much for the worship this morning. And certainly, for me, it just brought us into that right thinking. It brought you into that place of hearing God for ourselves. Is the sound going right? Yeah? Okay. There's a few things that have tied in this morning between the prayer time and then the worship as well. We'll come to that shortly. This morning, I want to speak about the fact that there are some remarkable promises and principles within Scripture that can often get overlooked. And I want to look at one of them this morning. And it's all about the place where you set your foot. Now, isn't that interesting? I didn't know that dance was going to be the theme this morning. But it's all about the place where you set your foot. Who controls where you go, the direction of your life, the choices that we make? What power is there in the places where you tread? You know, when God works through us, he gives instruction. And his desire is to lead us into a promised land, or lead us into his promises. But it means following his instructions. The risk that we all run today is looking for God's promises to be fulfilled or God's blessing to flow through us, but the challenge to live in accordance with his guidance, well, that can be another story. This particular passage that I want to look at was given to me a good number of years ago by three separate people when I first took over as pastor of this fellowship. This was after George had died. So for me, this scripture is personal. Although the focus at that time was a phrase that's mentioned within it, three times it says, be strong and courageous. Exactly what I needed to hear at a very vulnerable time. And then I came across, there's this hidden gem in this scripture, which is where I want to focus today. We're going to be reading Joshua chapter 1, reading from verses 1 to 9. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea, which is the Mediterranean on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. Excuse me. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua is told by the Lord, I will give you every place where you set your foot. You know, at first glance, you read that and you think, wow, that's quite a promise. Given free rein to get out there and claim wherever you stand. And the danger is there are times when we as believers act like that without taking in the context of the whole promise. We go where we like without considering the consequences because, I mean, in Scripture, Paul tells us, as he said to the church in Corinth, everything is permissible. And so is. But then it goes on to say, but not everything is beneficial. That's 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23. Yet the rest of the promise to Joshua was followed by these words. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. So this is not only about obedience. This has everything to do with our faith. Will we trust God to fulfill his promises? Will he keep us in safety? Will we actually inherit the place where we set our foot? Will God go with us? I wonder how careful we are about where we set our foot. Are we careless about where we go or the effect it has either on us or the people that we're with? I'll give you an example. If an addict who has an issue with alcohol sets foot in a pub, or someone who has a problem with gambling steps into the bookies, or perhaps someone with an addiction to drugs keeps going back to visit his or her dealer. What if you aren't an addict and you constantly visit someone who's always negative or abusive or manipulative? Would you consider that as being careful? And what about following the instructions of Scripture, which says, let us not give up the habit of meeting together, and yet we'll choose to step anywhere but church to meet with the believers? Where does your feet lead you to worship? What is it in our lives that consumes us that's worship? Where is the place that we set our feet? Where is it we go to find that place? It was only when I began looking into this principle of where you set your foot did I really become aware of how often Scripture uses this reference. Although mainly focusing just on Joshua this morning, but you'll find it so often within the Scriptures and see the importance of it. And certainly for Joshua, it's mentioned numerous times, so we want to hear the relevance in Joshua's journey. Further on in Joshua 3, verse 8, Joshua himself instructs the priests leading the people across the Jordan. And he says, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. This was no ordinary instruction, because this was about stepping out in faith. Actually, last week during the time of prayer, Julian mentioned and referred to this scripture as well. And I'm sitting there, my ears went up when I heard that. This morning, the Psalm 91 that Vivian brought to us in the prayer time, in the context of our worship, we sang it together about being under the shadow of God's wing. Isn't it amazing how God works? He speaks to individual people like that, and then he draws it together so that we would hear the same message. So see, this was about stepping out in faith. Joshua said to all the Israelites, this is how you will know that the living God is among you. In verse 13 of chapter 3. As soon as the priests who carry the ark set foot in the Jordan, the water flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. And it's worth mentioning that the Jordan at this time was in full flood at the time of harvest. Then further in verse 15 and 16 of chapter 3, it tells us, as soon as the priests carrying the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water upstream stopped flowing. Do you ever consider, when you read scripture like that, of putting yourself in that position? What would we do? When God says, I'm going to do this for you, but you'll need to step out first. When God lays something on your heart, but he says you need to take that first step, how does that grip you? Do you think to yourself, well, I'll wait and see what everybody else does, and see how it affects them, see what happens? Or do we actually step out in that place when God is asking us to? Would we be overwhelmed and wonder, certainly in that situation, will the water stop flowing long enough for me to get across? Remember, there are thousands crossing the water at this point. Will it stay up in a heap long enough? Will I be one of the ones that's caught as I step out? So often, we are faced with a multitude of thoughts as we consider, what would I do? Would I step out? If I'm perfectly honest, there have been occasions when I have spent too long considering something rather than stepping out. And all it does is lead to missed opportunities. I wonder how many of us can look back and see the opportunities that we have also missed because we didn't step out at the time. We waited, we wondered, we thought about it, we considered it, and missed the opportunity. You see, stepping out in faith will always be a challenge. Trusting that God will do just as he said. Even when you're in the middle of stepping out, you're in that place of wonder. Will it be fulfilled? Will it happen? Standing on dry ground with the water piled high next to you. When things are going good, do you ever think to yourself, I wonder how long this will last? We don't know what was going through the mind of Joshua, the priests and the Israelites. Even when all the people crossed over to the other side, we're told that the people stood and watched. Okay, all the people crossed over, the soldiers came behind them, and last of all, it was the priests who came out with the ark. The people looked and watched and waited. Will that water stay up long enough for them as well? Now that I'm out of it, and these different thoughts go through your mind. I wonder how it was for the priests. Standing there, thousands of people facing them, waiting, watching as they stepped out in faith. Waiting for them to step out of the Jordan again. And yet we are told within the story in chapter 4, verse 18, no sooner had the priests set their feet on the dry ground than the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and ran in flood as before. You stand there and look at it and go, made it. Thank you, Lord. We're out of it. You've brought us to safety once again. I'm sure when all the people got across, they were glad. They were glad that they had chosen to follow and take that step. I wonder what similarities that we can see today. You see, we can either enter the promise or stay in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, there are so many lost and missed opportunities. And yet, to step out, there is so much promise that can lie ahead. Certainly for the people of Israel, the promise of God was the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, a place of their own, they could call their own home. But they had to fight for it. It wasn't just about stepping out into the place. They also had to fight for it, to stay there. So it doesn't finish just with that first step. That's the beginning. And certainly for them, they had to fight for it. So we see that stepping out is only the first part of the process. When the flood is around you, will you stick it out? When you're faced with hostilities, will you keep moving or turn back? So often when you read about the history of the Israelites, they kept looking back. Yet everything in God and the leaders that he put there for them was to take them forward, to keep moving forward. Yet time and time again, you find they kept looking back. And there's a principle there that we can learn from. Will we keep moving? Or will we keep looking back? I suppose we're no different. When something happens in your walk with God that you're unhappy about, or other believers make life difficult, perhaps church hasn't been what you'd hoped for, and the pastor or certain brothers and sisters in Christ let you down, what we need to remember is the promises are from God, not from the church, not the pastor or individuals. All too often we can be lazy and look for others to guide us, to lead us, to tell us what the next step is, when God wants you to hear his voice, to let you know what your next step is. You may hear something from somebody else, you may hear a message, and you just know in your heart of hearts, this is for me. That's the time when God is looking for you to step out and to take that on board. Allow your faith to be reflected in the way that you go. When things go wrong, we tend to look back at better days. We didn't have all that hassle then. Why am I putting myself through this? If I just stop or pull back from doing this, life will be easier. And we convince ourselves that the best way forward is to reverse. You know, every church faces the challenge of encouraging its people to move on, to continue moving. And really all of us, we inherit from our predecessors, those men and women of faith who have gone before us, who have stepped out, who have moved in faith, who have brought us to the place that you find yourself in now, the people who have prayed for us over the years that we would come to know Christ for ourselves. They stepped out in faith. They asked God to bless you, to touch your heart and to bring you to that place where you would know him for yourself. In the same way that Joshua was the man who followed that original promise given to Moses, as he received that promise about being given every place where he set his foot, and so the promise was then passed on to everyone else who had the choice to believe and accept this for themselves. And today, we can either accept that God has placed us in Cumbernauld for his glory, to share his gospel, to honour and serve his name, or not. So we can choose to move forward or step back. The place where you set your foot is really significant. God wants us to take authority over our area of influence, where we can bring change at home, your work, school, wherever you meet people, and wherever your feet walk and take you. We are called to be more than spectators, not just looking on and watching how it goes for everyone else, but actually moving out there. Back in 1983, there was a group of churches in Cumbernauld who met together, and they called themselves Praise Fellowship. And we worshipped together, we prayed together, and more importantly, we'd made this decision that we were going to march round Cumbernauld, or walk round Cumbernauld, and claim it for Christ. That was back in 1983. We've got the photos to prove it. Maybe not. They were there this morning. There we go, that's one of the photographs we're gathering. There are many people in that are actually here this morning. You might even know some of the people. Well, some of them have changed. Let me see. You can come down here, I'll point you out a couple. Thank you. I've seen Irene earlier and I've lost her now. Right. There's George, there's Eddie, that's Jim Bell, that's Janice Bell, that's Rachel Barr, that's Craig Welsh. Linda's in a pram in the middle with her mum, who's here. That's me up there. There's Liz McKenzie. Imagine we look. Les Lands, where? Aye. Oh, aye, up here, up the top. With a guitar, I might add. Les Land, play the guitar, yes. Can anybody see Irene? All right, yes. It's on my right shoulder, straight up. There's Irene as well. So many of us who went... on that walk, claiming coming all for Christ, are here this morning as well. And many of them belong to other churches as well. I certainly know Betty Lament from the Apostolic Church. Is there as well. That's the other one. That's just to prove that we did actually do the walk. 14 miles the walk was. We went round all of Cumbernauld, including going round the Craigmallock Ring Road before all the houses were built, before you had Tesco, before you had Carrickstone Nursing Home. We went round all that area. So it wasn't just the central area where all the population was at that time. We knew Cumbernauld was bigger, and we decided to go round all of it. That 14 miles. So that's back in 1983 when we'd done that. Now, when you step out in faith, believing that God has given you a purpose and a promise, we need to continue walking in it. Even 36 years later, some of you weren't born. Many of you probably didn't live in the area during that time. But nevertheless, you're still part of the promise that was set out then, that we would walk in that and that we would continue in that. The scripture that is part of the vision for this particular fellowship, and many, as I say, who were on that walk, is in Matthew 5, verse 14 and 16, which refers to being a light on the hill. Do you know that word? Come out of a conference in Dunblane, the 14th of January in 1984. We received this scripture during a church conference in Dunblane, that this church was called to be like a city on a hill, a light that cannot be hidden, and we were released to be a light in the town. That's part of fulfilling the promise. That's what it's about, stepping out and letting the light of Christ be seen in us. The place where you set your foot is important. Do we intentionally take Christ with us when we step out? Do we purposely bless this town? Are we reflecting the light of Christ as He's called us to do? When you go into the home of somebody else, do you even pray into yourself, Lord, bless this house? When you go around the town centre, Lord, bless this centre, that it would be prosperous, that it would be a good place to live. We can call on the blessing of God in the town where we live. So wherever you set your foot, you can be taking blessing with you. The Lord God is within you. Take Him every place where you set your foot. The parallel truth is that where you do not set your foot, you do not possess. Will we step out? Don't let fear put us off taking Christ wherever you go. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it says, do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? The place where you set your foot, Christ is there also. So this is a day to believe and claim the promise of God, because Christ is in you. The hope of glory is within you. And therefore, let's take the light of Christ into every place where you set your foot. You know, it's worth it, believers, considering that you have an effect everywhere you go, because Christ is in you. That you can take blessing into the houses that you visit, the place you work, the school that you attend, because Christ is in you. But being aware of it means you'll call on that blessing. You'll call on that promise that every place that you set your foot, God will give you. and begin to watch God challenge, and not only challenge, but transform the town that we live in, the place that you work, every place where you place your foot, call blessing on it. Even in the circumstances of difficulty, Lord, let me see your blessing. Lord, pour out your blessing. Lord, they're really getting on my nerves. Bless them. Not always easy, and I'm sure you know. Consider the place where you set your foot and allow the promise of God to be fulfilled through us. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invite our praise team to come up and lead us in our closing worship.